Now, let's get back to that former convict settlement we asked you about in today's GeoQuiz. The prison complex is in a town located on Tasmania, Australia. The answer is Port Arthur. The criminals are long gone, but the horror of the place seems to linger. Producer Jake Warga grabbed a lantern along with his microphone and joined a ghost tour around the historic prison.
My name's Joe Mills, ghost tour guide here at Port Arthur Historic Site in Tasmania. Now, some of the stories are spooky, some of them are weird, and some of them are really quite gruesome. It's quite a lot of fun. It's certainly interesting to experience the place after dark, learn the stories, and I suppose I'm curious what might appear, what might happen. Has anybody come tonight because they really want to see a ghost? We do have them here at Port Arthur. They know we're here, and they don't want us here.
The convict is then to be supplied with his cell badge, by the number of which he is only to be addressed and referred to.
Solitary confinement, pretty intense at night, because we can have a listen to the silence. This cell was inhabited by a man called William Carter, and sadly he killed himself in this prison. People believed if you kill yourself, you're going to go to hell. But he felt that hell was better than here, because he was willing to take that risk. People often feel it just walking past the cell. They feel the sadness, the despair coming out of this cell. So it's best to be pretty wary of cell number 4, C wing on the left-hand side. I've learned that it's a very complicated place. One day you'll think you read something that makes you feel that it wasn't that bad, and then the next day you realise it was terrible, then the next day you think, no, it wasn't too bad.
No convict must ever be called by his name.
People are quite proud if they discover they've got a convict in their ancestry. They want to know what happened to these people and the lives they led. We need to understand our history in order that we don't repeat it. We need to be proud of the people that suffered, what they went through in their past, so that we don't do it again. And to remember, no matter what crime somebody commits, they're still human, they're still a person, and that's no excuse for treating them in a bad way.
That was tour guide Jane Mills. Jake Warga sent us that audio postcard from Port Arthur, Tasmania, where it's summer now.